Welcome everybody, shiur number 884, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we want to finish off the subject, what we've been talking about. If somebody drank wine and they're not sure if it's wine, they're not sure if they drank enough, or if they ate a fruit and they're not sure if it's from the Shivas Aminim, whereby it needs Alhu Eitz or Rebbe Nefasha. So we spoke about that last year. So just backtracking a minute, I just want to explain one thing. Mishnah Berurah explains why if I drink wine, I drink a cup of wine, and I don't know if it's wine, I don't know if it's grape juice, right? So I'll go ahead and eat some cookies, and I'll make alamichya, and I'll just stick in al hagefen. What's so bad about that, right? What am I doing so bad? We spoke about last year, if I ate fruits that I don't know if it's bernefashos or al ha'etz, so I'll just eat cookies or cake, and then I'll make alamichya, and I'll stick in al ha'etz, because fruits is fruits, it's still good. But over here, if I'm going to make a al hagefen, on the wine, I'll stick in al hagefen into my al hamichya, like an extra phrase. So it's, if you think about it, so it says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Pei, Vatam da also shema berchase bernefashis. Maybe it's a bernefashis, v'ein shayach po shem gefen. And if you stick in al hagefen v'apriya gefen into your al hamichya, which we spoke about last time, right? So it's mutav shaloi lahazke klal. It's better you would not to say it at all, because your mamish making it's a hefsik in your bracha. If you go ahead and make an alamichya and you just stick in other words, right? That's a hefsik. That's mamish inala. It's like almost like talking out in the middle of the bracha. You can't do that, right? So if you say al hagefen, what does that have to do with al hamichya? Well, if you say al ha'etz, right, in the bracha of al hamichya or whatever, so you ate fruits anyway, so at least it's somewhat kosher, as they say. But if you say the words al hagefen, what does that have to do? It could be, maybe it's bernefashas, right? So, okay, be it as it may, that's the bottom line. And the bottom line is to go ahead and stick it in. You'll say, well, I'll just make it and stick it in anyways. You can't just stick in any words that you want. You can't say, let's say I'll make my al hamichya and I'll make up my own words and stick them in the middle, a couple of words. Make it a better bracha. You can't do that, right? That's obviously a hefsek. A person mamish would have to make over a new bracha. That's mamish a bracha levatoli. You can't mess up a bracha making up your own words. Okay, I'm talking about if you change the lashon. But okay, but that's the reason. Putting that aside a minute. So let's just finish off the subject and move on. So what's the bottom line? If somebody b'di'evi kishoshe mashke shemesupik b'berchosei. So let's say the bottom line is somebody had a drink and they don't know, is it wine, is it not wine, or is it grape juice, is it not grape juice, so says the Mishnah Berurah, and I don't have any, so drink more wine, I don't have any more wine, so we said, good, don't stick it into a al hamichya, don't stick it into a al ha'etz or a different type of bracha, don't make the al hagefen over there, but that's l'chatchila. What about b'di'evet, I'm stuck, what am I going to do, should I or shouldn't I, what's the bottom line? So he brings down, there's a Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Pei Beis, that the Das HaTaz, right, so v'das hataz v'skimu imay kamach roinam ledina, that the bottom line is b'diyev d'lo yamin as far as that which we said not to do it, not to stick in ala gefen into an ala mechia just to make sure, possibly maybe it was wine, le'inyin l'chatchila, all that is l'chatchila. D'haynu sheyishta mashta, in other words, I drank wine, I drank a drink, and I drank it. I don't know. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to drink enough, if it is the right drink or whatever, or if it is wine, not wine. But I'm going to drink it anyways, and I'll just make another after bracha. I'll just make an alamichya and I'll stick it in. That you shouldn't do, right? With the reasoning of lechatchila of doing it on purpose. I'll do it on purpose. That don't do. Oh. So now he says that the Taz and others agree with the Taz, it brings from the Eliyahu Rabbah, my Mordechai, others over there, the bottom in the Sharetzion, that if somebody's mamish stuck and they don't know what to do, I already drank it, I don't know, did I drink enough, did I not drink enough, there is a wine, is it now, I already did it, what am I going to do, I didn't realize I'm not supposed to, it's better to stick it into another, in other words, go ahead and if you don't have any other wine, go ahead and eat some cookies, eat some cake, make an ala michya if you ate enough, and stick in the al hagefen over there, even though you're not supposed to do a l'chatchila, but you're stuck, I did did it already. So should I not make an after bracha? No, make do that, stick it in, make the ala gef. And of course, you'll make the burn of fushes, like we said, in a case in time whereby it's, you're not sure if you drank wine or not. If you didn't drink enough, you don't know if you drank enough or whatever. So then there's no burn of fushes. It's either, right? I know it's wine, but I didn't drink enough. So then it's just a question of sticking in the al hagefet into another al hamichya. There's no burn of fushes. I know that it's wine. I just, I don't know if I drank enough. Maybe yeah, maybe not. So, but over here, if you don't know if it's wine or not, so then you would have to make a burn of fushes. We said on something else, eat something else, whereby another fruit, another item, and make a burn of fushes and have it in mind for that part of it. And the other part you could stick in to a al hamichya, or if somebody didn't drink enough or whatever the case is, you can stick it into the, it's a suffix against. Stick it into the Allah Mikhya. Again, b'di'evet, I got stuck. That's all I have. I don't have more wine, and that's it. What am I going to do? So it's better. He says, Mishabir says, yeah, and it's better. It's better to stick it into a different bracha, different al hamichya, or a different al ha'eitz, and just stick into al hagefen over there, al tzofik. In other words, even though you're not sure, but stick it in, just those words, al hagefen, and like this, you cover at least that much b'di'evet. So that's an important point to keep in mind in all these cases whereby one has a suffix. Okay, we'll stop over here, but we see Lamaisa that it could be done b'di'evet. I want to, next year, Bezbos Hashem, we'll just go through some other cases. Let's say I ate enough cake. I ate some cake or cookies, and I don't know if I ate enough, right? We spoke about last time a person has to be careful because make sure you eat enough of the flour part. Right, in cake, that kezayis of the flour part, not just general kezayis, because cake in... usually it's 50-50, yeah, 50% flour, 50% sugar, and all the other ingredients, whatever else is put into the cake, right? Eggs and these type of things. So assuming that if that's the case, so let's say you would have to eat two kezayim. So let's say I don't know, I ate cookies, I ate cake, I don't know if I ate enough, what should I do? Is it burn of fushes? It's not. So we'll talk about next year, just to finish off with that, could I make a different after bracha? Right, let's say I'll drink I drink enough wine, so I'll stick in the al hamichya over there. Would that help? And also, I want to talk about the Sefer Yitzhak. It brings down these cases that what about if my friend? I don't know if I have to make after bracha or not, if I ate enough. In other words, al hamichya, what about if my friend is making? Could I be yitzhak with him? But he also drank wine. But we'll see how, I don't want to get off on a tangent, we'll see how that works next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tov.